Listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
6 minutes after two, it's time for us to turn our attention to our daily focus for today. And today we're talking forgiveness. I don't know if it's just me. I haven't spoken to any of my colleagues here at AWR, but it seems every time we look at the daily verse or daily focus, it always hits me personally. It's like God has a particular agenda with me. Today we're talking forgiveness. And well, the pastor is already standing by to give us a definition and help us understand what forgiveness is. And our pastor, who will be teaching us about forgiveness this week, is Pastor Francis Lamech, who is already standing by on the line. Pastor Lamech, good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. I trust you are doing well, too. Pastor, I don't know whether the line is bad or maybe the way the phone is sitting. Can you just adjust your handset so it can be able to make out what you're saying?
All right, let me just try to adjust.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, let's try that one, Mfundisi. Let's begin by first defining forgiveness. What exactly is forgiveness?
There are so many definitions about forgiveness, but I'll try to read the one that I just found out in one of the dictionaries and try to simplify it for us all.
Okay.
Forgiveness is a complex and multifaceted concept that involves letting go of feelings of resentment, anger, or the desire for revenge for someone.
Sorry, Mfundisi, forgive me. Allow me to just drop that line and try and call you again. I don't know. We are struggling to make out what you're saying. We can hear you talking, but we're struggling to make out clearly what you're saying. So allow me to drop the line and call you again. Is that okay, Mfundisi? All right, we're going to try that line again. Hopefully when we call again, it will be much clearer so that we can be able to clearly hear what the pastor is saying. That's our pastor, who's our teacher for this daily focus this week, Pastor Francis Lamech, who's going to be giving us some perspective, some insights on what we're talking about. And today we're talking about forgiveness. Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me too?
It's slightly better now. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Bruce. You were defining for us what forgiveness is.
Yeah, forgiveness, like I said, is a complex and multifaceted concept that involves letting go of feelings of resentment, anger, or the desire for revenge towards someone who has wronged you. Also, in that regard, it is a conscious and a voluntary decision to release the negative emotions or thoughts, ultimately freeing one from the emotional burden associated with the offense.
Okay, that sounds good theoretically, but to you personally now, Mfundisi, what does forgiveness mean to you as an individual? And what about the Bible? What does the Bible say about forgiveness?
Yeah, like if you're listening to the first definition, this is a complex thing. Even in trying to define, even in the experience itself. But let me just say it's a conscious process of letting go or putting a painful experience in a place where it cannot hurt me.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Mfundisi, is try and change the mode. I'm calling you from WhatsApp now, so I'm going to try and call you directly, okay?
All right, powerful.
All right, we're still trying to get through to our pastor so that we can be able to hear what he's saying. I don't know, our line to Zimbabwe is just not playing ball today. I don't know what the matter is, but we'll keep trying so that we can be able to get through to our pastor and get some insights from him. We're still trying to get definitions of the concept of forgiveness. Many are times we speak and we argue what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not, what it should and what it should not be. But we never get to agree. I'm hoping that the pastor will clarify things this week so that we understand exactly what it is we're talking about. Alana, direct line is just not playing ball at all. The direct line that I was hoping is going to work does not seem to work at all. I don't know why. If it doesn't work, the direct line doesn't work, I suppose we're going to have to suffer through the WhatsApp line, which was not particularly clear. But I suppose we'll have to suffer through that if the direct line, the land line, does not work as it appears now. It appears not to be working at all. I don't know why. It's not even dialing through for some reason. All right. Forgive me, beloved. We'll try and we'll go back to the WhatsApp line since our direct line is not playing ball. I'm hoping we will be able to get through to the pastor. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know whether you can hear me.
I can. It didn't go through at all through the direct line.
I think you're using my home line. I'm in Kenya, so I thought you would use my Kenyan number.
Okay. Which it probably explains the feedback. Okay, go ahead, Mfundis.
Yeah, so I'm saying from a personal definition of what I can call forgiveness, it refers to a conscious process of letting go or putting a painful experience in a place where it cannot hurt me. So it means I have to be cautious of what I'm about to do. And this thing is not something that is like just at a click of a button. It's a process.
Okay.
That is where I'm taking a painful process
right
into a position where it cannot hurt me.
Okay. So how would you describe this process of forgiveness?
Let me just first list and then go like further to elaborate on like the process of forgiveness. Number one, one has to be aware of it, that you have to be conscious that this is what I want to do. Number two, accept it. Because, many times we deny that these things, they have happened in our lives. And thirdly, I would say, face it and go through it. And then the last part of the process will be overcoming it. So maybe let me just now start to go maybe bit by bit. The first thing you have to acknowledge the pain, that you are in pain and you are not comfortable with that pain or that painful experience. You are not comfortable about it. It's not something that you need to hide. You need to acknowledge that you are going through the pain. And secondly, just try to wear the shoes, or just try to imagine being on the other side. Okay, you are the offended. Just try also to wear the shoes of the one who might have offended you. That if you were someone who has hurt someone, what should you really have to go through? Thirdly, remember God's forgiveness. Even ourselves, we've messed up with God. But remember God's forgiveness, what the Lord has done to you when you've messed up as well. And this will build the courage in you that it is a need, and it's something that you need to allow to happen in your life, or something that you need to do it even for the next person, even for yourself. And maybe a fourth note, maybe reflect on a biblical command, like if you read Matthew chapter 6, Jesus' model of prayer, he gets to a point where he says, forgive us our sins as we forgive, you know. So as much as we want God to forgive us, that's how much we should do our best to do the same as commanded by the Bible. And maybe by that, I'm just like highlighting the process, what it takes you through. let go of the heart. Maybe it will be a station that you reach during this process where you need to let go of the heart.
And also,
the other station that you go to, you will reach, is continue to forgive. You know, we are humans. Our minds, our passions, they desire at times us to behave the opposite of the way we are supposed to. So, like Peter at one point, he asks Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, says, how many times do I need to forgive my brother? And Jesus says, 70 times 7. And of which, just imagine forgiving one sin for 490 times. Practically, it's impossible. But Jesus was introducing this attitude to us, that when it comes to forgiveness, it's not something that we just like press a button like now and say it's done. The hurt may bounce back, but we need to continue to forgive.
Yeah.
And the station that the point that you may really need to continue recalling or looking at it as you'll be going through the process, pray for the person who hurt you. So I believe maybe in short that I can say this is a process one may go through as a process of forgiveness.
Can forgiveness be seen as a choice or a process or both? I understand you've just outlined it as a process. Is it also a choice or is it either or is it both?
Let me just try to put it this way, and I hope the listeners will understand it as well as I wish them to do. It is a choice to go through the process that one has to decide. People, they may choose not to forgive. People, they may choose to forgive. But though I encourage them that in the choice, they rather choose to forgive, to go through the process.
Okay, it's a nice way of putting it. It's a choice to go through the process. Okay, got it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, is forgiveness more about the person who forgives or the one being forgiven?
I would rather say it is healthier for both parties.
Okay.
The offender and the offended. Because if you read the Bible, I think Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 says, when you're going to the church and it comes to your mind that you have offended your brother, put down your gift, go back and reconcile you with your brother. Because the offender, many times we overlook to look on that side of the offender.
They
will be also suffering of the guilt part. You know, so it's even healthier for them to also initiate the process of forgiveness with the ones whom they offended to. And also going to the side of the offended, like I highlighted earlier, that Matthew 6 verse 12, it says, forgive us as we forgive. So we set the tone, the pace. We determine, like, God, how far we want you to forgive us. And God says, how much do you want to forgive me to forgive you? Then he says, let me look at those whom you have forgiven. So I think it's healthier for both parties to initiate or to forgive or to be forgiven.
Right. Okay, I hear you.
Yes.
And how does forgiveness differ from forgetting? Are they one and the same thing?
Let me start with forgetting. Forgetting may refer to something I'm unable to remember, you know, just failing to remember something. But forgiveness, like I earlier said, the key word that I want us maybe to take home today is a conscious, you are aware, is a conscious process of letting go a painful experience in a place where it cannot hurt you. So forgiveness, you will be conscious. But when it comes to forgetting, it's just being unable to remember, because you cannot, like, someone shot your mother right in front of you, and maybe you meet the person maybe after 2-3 years and you're like, what did this person does? I don't remember. No, it's not like that. But forgiveness would, like, he shot my mom, he did this to me, but if that's fine, I let it go.
Yo, mpunisi, yo. Yo. Ay, gosi, I'm scared. Okay. So that's one example. Another example, it's when you live with somebody.
Yeah.
And they repeatedly do the same thing. You see many mm-hmm. women complaining about their husbands cheating, and you're seeing many husbands mm-hmm. complaining about their women, their wives cheating, and this happens, they forgive mm-hmm. it happens again, they are forgiven, it happens again, they are forgiven, time in, time out, day in, day out, it's happening time and time, and same thing, not something different, same yep. thing, time in, time out.
Yeah.
Should I forgive every time? Are we saying 70 times 7 when it's the same thing, 70 times 7? Surely there needs to be some explanation there.
Yeah, like I said, this is not something. Actually, let me just highlight this point. The power to forgive is not found in what we eat or drink.
All right.
But it is the strength that we acquire from God
yeah.
through the working of the Holy Spirit mm. in our hearts. That's why the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, because God knew that the times will come when we'll be cornered, when we'll be bitter, when
yeah.
we'll be angry. And so the issue of forgiveness, we cannot leave out the work of the Holy Spirit
right.
outside the box. It has to be an involvement. That's why when I was talking about the process, I get to a point where I say, pray for the person who hurt you.
Yeah.
So that also it makes sense to the mind, you know, how the Holy Spirit will address the issue to the offender's mind may be different mm. to the way you may address it to the person who
yeah.
offends you.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit will strike the mind better than we can do. We can convict, can move the heart better than us human beings can do.
Yeah. Oh, funis masiyeke saulilango. I hear you. God knows it. Pray for the person who hurt you. I. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us as we part ways.
All right. Shall we pray?
Mm.
Our Heavenly Father, we invite the Holy Spirit to be right into the deep of our hearts.
Mm.
We got scars, we got wounds, we got bruises. We are so broken of the experience that we have gone through in this cruel world.
Mm.
But may you wrap your arms around us to encourage us, Lord, to make this choice,
right.
to choose to forgive, to choose that we may also accept your forgiveness,
mm.
that we may have peace in our hearts, that you may also restore even our physical and our mental health. For we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Oh, God, help us. May you come with the Holy Spirit tomorrow to take us through our lessons for tomorrow and the rest of the week. Thank you for your time, Mfundisi. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Have a good day.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. May your strong